First of all, Danny, how good is it to be back?
But surreal, I suppose, in one respect, but it's fantastic. You know, I'm very excited of the beginning of the opportunity. You know, you sometimes, you know, don't get the second chance, you know, of coming back to a place where you've enjoyed so many years. But I have, and it's fantastic.
Has it changed much, the place?
It has. It's changed a great deal, of course it has. You know, it's a long time ago in, you know, since I was here. And it's changed for the better, I have to say. It's a fantastic facility, you know, and all around the club. Yeah, it's very, very good.
Given what you achieved at this club in the past, you know, how can you follow that up? It's going to be tough, isn't it? Because you did have so much success here in your first spell.
Well, that's a problem, isn't it? You know, it's not going to be easy. You know, I think the little steps first, and I think, you know, we've got to try and get ourselves out of the position that we find ourselves in now. I think that's the challenge first and foremost. You know, people will always go back to the days when we had that success. Unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever way you look at it, you know, it's a long time ago, and it's not going to put us in a position where we're particularly at Leeds on Saturday, they'll think anything about it, you know. But they have great memories, you know, and that's what they will always be. But back in reality, it's a tough ask, and it's going to be a very, very tough Christmas period, New Year period for us. But one I'm very excited about, and one I genuinely believe that, you know, we can get some good results in that time.
It's such a tough division, very competitive, the Championship, and, you know, Barnsley have done well over the last few years to stay at this level, and it's going to be another challenge to do that again this year, isn't it?
Well, it is, you know, and I think, you know, more than anything, I think the players themselves, you know, just got to believe that they can do, you know, what they did last year and get themselves off that foot of the table, and there's no reason why they can't, you know, a bit of belief and maybe a little bit of a tweaking here and there. But you know, the performances that I've seen in recently in DVDs suggest they've been very unlucky. You know, the performances have not really reflected the results that they've had. So we've got to turn that little bit of mentality around a bit, you know, and put a bit of belief in them. And I generally believe there's still a lot of belief in them anyway, you know, but it's just turning them that little, you know, one-pointer into three-pointers, if you like, and that's when the confidence will start to build.
Certainly among the supporters that we've talked to, you seem to be the fans' choice. What's your message to them having returned to Oakwell today?
Well, I can only thank them. I've had lots of support, you know, in recent days when people started thinking it was going to happen. It's been fantastic, you know, and I think they know me. They know what type of character I am. They'll have the best shot as a possibly kind of keeping them up, you know, and that's, like I said, the priority at the morning time. I think what will benefit everybody, if there's that real feel-good factor, particularly in the home games, the players will revel in it. You know, they're the ones that will benefit the most, and that's got to be our focus. You know, I think that... you know, through experience, I know what it's like at Oakwell. You know, when it's banging, it is a really, really hostile atmosphere for opposition. And if we can replicate that on quite a few occasions this year, you know, we've got a great chance of winning the home games, and that's going to be priority. But the fans have been fantastic, you know, and, you know, like everything, you know, you have to prove yourself again, and that's where I am.
How important is it to get this place rocking again? You know, people have come on our show and said it has felt a bit flat at times this year. You've really got to get the home form and this place really rocking, haven't you, again?
Well, yeah, of course we do, you know, and it's a catch 22, really. You know, they want to see the lads having a real good go and, you know, be very committed to the cause and fighting for every ball and this and that, and that gives them the lift and that gives the atmosphere inside the ground that type of thing they've been talking about. And we've got to try and do our little bit first. You know, the lads have to show this real, real never say die attitude and really having a go that the fans can see and let them appreciate it and get behind us, you know, and if they do that, I promise you the lads will blossom.
In terms of the deal, what is it? Is it to the end of the season initially? What is the contract that you've got here?
Well, I mean, the contract's nothing really that we want to discuss, quite honestly. I think, you know, the fact that, you know, we're here and on a full-time basis, quite honestly, I think, you know, let's see what happens. I don't know, you know, but there's only one focus from my perspective, and certainly from the board of directors as well, is to try and get us out of the position we're in. You know, and if we stay up, you know, if we go mid-table, brilliant. You know, that then we can start to talk again as we go along. But, you know, from where I am at this morning time, I'm, it's not really an issue, you know, as to whether I've got 5 years or 10 years. You know, it doesn't really matter. The instant, the priority at the morning time is where we are now, you know, and let's deal with things later on.
What about the backroom staff? Any plans in place there at the moment?
No, Mickey Mellon's going to stay. I've been delighted. I've spoken with Mickey at length, and I'm delighted he's going to stay. I think he's still got a hell of a lot to offer. He's got enormous respect, you know, throughout the game and certainly in the dressing room, which is very important. I think he's done a sterling job in the last few weeks, you know, to put the team out and play as they have done, in the absence of a full-time manager, if you like. And And Mickey's been there before, you know, he's been a manager before, so he knows the pitfalls and he knows the highs, you know, that that can accompany results. And it'll be a big, big help from my, to my point of view and from my point of view. So taking that into account, I'm delighted that Mickey's going to stay with us.
And what do you make of the squad that you're inheriting here and the division as well? Because as we mentioned previously, it's become tougher and tougher every year, the Championship, hasn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you can throw a blanket over a lot of teams at the moment, you know, that's in that bottom half of the table, and suggest that, you know, anybody at the end of the season could be fighting for the survival. Mm. You know, we at this moment in time, unfortunately, are one of those. But, you know, the level of quality that we have here, I think we'll just be as good as many other clubs. Maybe some have got a bit more confidence at this moment in time, but I can guarantee you there'll be teams that will falter, you know, in the next few months, and we have to make sure that we can take advantage of that. And I go back again to the home form will be priority for us.
Nice one to start, isn't it? Nice big game.
It's a brilliant game to start. You know, Leeds away, you know, with expectation very high on their shoulders. We go there, we'll go about our business like we know we can do, like everybody knows how we set ourselves up, and we're going to have a really good go. You know, because winning games is priority. You know, we're not going to be sitting back and hopefully, you know, nick a goal here and there. We're going to have a real good go, depending what type of game it is. You know, we want to put ourselves in a position to win it.